This next story may further complicate U.S. relations with Iran. The two countries are on the same side in Iraq fighting ISIS. Shia militias backed by Iran have retaken ground from that brutal group, recently pushing ISIS out of the city of Tikrit. But now there are disturbing accounts of the militias themselves committing acts of brutality. NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
A month ago, these farming families fled the town of Adur near Tikrit. They're now sheltering in a half-finished building in the city of Samarra. They lived 8 months under ISIS and hated it. We lived in a tragedy, says Salam Mutlak, a 50-year-old surrounded by children and grandchildren. ISIS took houses. They sniffed people's breath to see if they'd been smoking. They even forbade prayer beads. But the farmers were too poor to leave. So when they heard government forces were coming to kick out ISIS, Mutlak says they felt happy, but that evaporated quickly. He says Shiite militias came into the town and arrested several families who had stayed behind with the livestock. The militiamen let the women and children go, but no one's heard of the men since. Mutlak's son was among them. Everyone chimes in with a name of someone who's missing. The same thing happened in other areas. NPR has spoken with a researcher for Amnesty International, Donatella Rivera, also investigating the case, who says she's trying to verify a list of more than 100 names of those taken early last month. Plus, their homes and livestock are burnt and looted. ISIS and the militias, they're as bad as each other, Mutlak says. Like most people in the areas occupied by ISIS, these families are Sunni Muslim. Locals say the perpetrators were from the Shiite militia Kata'ib Hezbollah, and they believe the violence was motivated by sectarian hatred. Kata'ib Hezbollah's spokesman, Jafar al-Husseini, says they didn't loot, burn houses, or detain men in Adur. The group detained two ISIS leaders in Tikrit, and they handed them over to the Interior Ministry, he says. That's it. However, the militias have a department which handles disciplinary matters, and the general director, Hussein Al-Lami, is looking into the incident. We heard the same things as you did, he says. He says he's investigating not just Kata'ib Hezbollah, but all the militias who operated in the area. There are thousands of fighters, he says. Maybe things happen here and there. In a televised speech Monday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said around 150 houses and stores were looted after the city of Tikrit was retaken before militias were ordered out. Plus, at least one alleged massacre of Sunnis by militias earlier this year is under investigation. And for months, militias and the government forces they work with have been posting images and videos online of beheadings of suspected ISIS fighters and apparent killings of civilians. That's raised concern in the US about whether it should be aiding the Iraqi military. US commanders say alliances with Sunnis will be important in pushing ISIS out of their areas. But analyst Zayd al-Ali says these abuses make such alliances less likely.
ISIS will try and at least partially succeed in using images from Tikrit as a propaganda coup for them and discourage people in Mosul from siding with the government or helping the government.
Ali says the ISIS message will be that if Baghdad is able to reconquer Mosul or Anbar, then Sunni homes will be torched the way they were in Tikrit. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.